You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is Optimal Relationships Daily, episode 1329, Leading and Enabling, by Ross Enamite of rostraining.com. Hello, everybody. Your host here, Greg Audino. Glad to have you here for another one of our Sunday bonus episodes, on which I share a reading from one of the other shows in our network that I think crosses over with relationship content. This one is coming from Ross Enamite, who's featured quite regularly on OHD, or Optimal Health Daily, and it's an especially great post for parents, as he speaks a lot to how we can inspire our children to lead healthy and active lifestyles. So let me pass it on over to Dr. Neil, our host on OHD, whose voice you'll be hearing next. Time to start this article now and optimize your life.
Leading and Enabling by Ross Enamite of rostraining.com. In a recent post, I discussed the significance of leading from the front. Children imitate their parents, so it is important that we are positive role models. As I've mentioned before, my children love coming to the gym. They enjoy mimicking what they see. They have become mini gym rats because that is the only life they've ever known. Living an active life has certainly sparked a similar interest in my children. Seeing a positive example is not enough, however. As parents, we must also enable our kids to find activities that they enjoy. Leading from the front is a step in the right direction, but it isn't enough to do what you enjoy while hoping that your children hop on board and follow suit. Kids need the opportunity to enjoy their own activities rather than always copying what we do. Unfortunately, many parents become too busy with their own lives to make time for extracurricular activities for their children. As an active parent in the community, I'm used to seeing the same kids at all of the local events. Meanwhile, there are loads of kids who remain home without the opportunity to participate. Being a parent means sacrificing your time for your children. We're all busy in today's world. A busy lifestyle isn't an excuse. Many of us work long hours. I'm well aware of the challenges that parents encounter trying to balance their schedules with those of multiple children. It isn't always easy, and there are many times when it seems like we, the parents, have a million things going on at once. Yet despite the often clashing and hectic schedules, there's nothing better than watching your child have an opportunity to compete in an event they enjoy. Earlier this week, my son participated in a track and field challenge that has been hosted annually for the last 14 years. He won first place in the 400-meter race. In the 2 days since, he can't stop talking about it. All he wants to do is race again. Fortunately, it didn't take long to find another event in the area next month. Now my son is asking how to train for the upcoming race. I wouldn't trade that excitement for anything in the world. My kids cannot find these events on their own, however. They don't read the newspaper or browse the web. It's up to the parents to find activities that their children can participate in. My kids have played baseball, soccer, track, gymnastics, and more. I give them the chance to try whatever they like. I'm not pushing them to follow my interest in boxing. I want them to find what they enjoy. Unfortunately, kids won't know what they enjoy if they aren't given the opportunity to participate. While my children are out playing sports, plenty of others are at home sitting in front of the television. Upon speaking with one of the local race directors, she mentioned how participation has declined steadily over the years. Fewer kids come out to participate in these free community events. She was adamant that more and more kids sit in front of the television rather than playing outside. Research tends to support her observations. One recent study found that children between the ages of 8 months and 8 years were exposed to an average of 232.2 minutes of background television per day. That's almost 4 hours a day. Parents need to stop being so lazy. Don't use the television as a distraction to keep your child occupied. Doing so does nothing for their development. Kids need the opportunity to get outside and explore the world. Not every child needs to be an athlete, but at least give them the opportunity to participate. Children involved in sports learn valuable lessons about teamwork, competition, discipline, and respect. And the kids also have fun. As a coach in the town, I can say with certainty that most kids enjoy playing sports. I always have kids who want to stay after practice. The kids want to be there. More parents need to step up and enable their children to participate. Regularly sitting your child in front of the television so you can do your own thing is pathetic. Your child is your responsibility. Children do not come fully trained and ready for the world. How they develop depends on how you develop them on a daily basis. Children are like sponges. They soak everything up around them. It is our job as parents to make sure they have the opportunity to absorb beneficial activities that they will enjoy and learn from. Leading an active lifestyle is a great way to encourage such a life for your child. Let your kids get out and find what they truly enjoy. Lead from the front while enabling them to pursue their own passions. You just listened to the post titled Leading and Enabling by Ross Enemite of rostraining.com.
Picture a wardrobe upgrade with quality essentials at an unbeatable price. Quince has you covered with timeless pieces that never go out of style. You'll have them in your closet forever. Quince has all the must-haves, like Mongolian cashmere crew neck sweaters from $50, iconic 100% leather jackets, and versatile flow knit activewear. And all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. That's because by partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And most importantly, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices, along with premium fabrics and finishes. And as for me, I love Quince's versatility too. They have great home items as well as clothes, and I've been really happy with the bedding that I bought from them. When you look at it and you feel the material, you can tell easily that it's of high quality. So indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/ORD for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/ORD to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/ORD.
The Vietnam War, it's over.
Your job's just begun.
A new HBO original limited series.
Welcome to the world of spycraft.
Strap in.
From executive producers Park Chan-wook and Robert Downey Jr.
What are you concealing?
Based on the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel by Viet Thanh Nguyen.
What if I told you that I was a communist spy?
How did you become this?
The Sympathizer, streaming April 14th on Max. Subscription required.
Now, I'll admit it, I'm not a parent. I can't always relate or understand what parents go through. But what I try to do is be a good role model for my niece and nephew, for example. So maybe uncles and aunts can also get involved. Why not grandparents and cousins? Make it a whole family affair. But what I will also say is that a lot of what Ross mentioned in his post can be applied to us. While we're searching for that new exercise or activity that will keep us honest and keep us moving, we can use the same approach. Find something that we actually enjoy. Getting your heart rate up can be fun. So find a movement, find an activity that you enjoy that makes you feel like a kid again, and then a few weeks, months, or years down the line, you're a completely new person, body, mind, and spirit. All right, that'll do it for the Monday episode. I hope you have a great start to your week. I'll be back tomorrow with a post from regular contributor JC Dean and where your optimal life awaits.